Hello, Tim.
Hey, how are you doing, Dr. Sherman?
Doing great, Tim. Thanks for your call.
I'm a patient of yours. I saw you about, oh, I don't know, 3 weeks ago about taking Eliquis.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And I went and saw my cardiologist, and I told him I want to get off of the Eliquis.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I can send my blood with other things like omega-3. And he said, no, you can't. And I said, okay. And I just changed the subject. And so now I'm going to stop taking Eliquis in a couple days. What I need to know is, what should I be taking, like the omega-3? I have one omega-3. It's a 500 EPA and 250 DHA.
Okay.
Or do I need more?
Yes. I would recommend a minimum of 1,000 milligrams combination of those two. So it could be a combination of EPA and DHA, mostly in the form of EPA, which you're already doing. But right now you're doing, 750 milligrams? So I would do three.
Right.
Times that, or actually four times that, Tim, just because the fish oil has been shown to be very effective at as an anticoagulant and keeping platelets from sticking. Of course, we need to keep tabs on your blood viscosity and your platelet levels. Sometimes we recommend donating blood if you're a good candidate for that, but...
Well, I had to stop doing that, but now I just got back on it because I give blood to the blood center.
Okay,
and I
perfect.
I wasn't able to before. So what should I have for EPA?
Well, I think if you start with a 500 to 250 ratio, we want to protect your brain, too, so the DHA is going to be helping with that. But normally you want to get 3,000 milligrams total of the two throughout the day, and probably keeping it in your bloodstream, you know, three times a day in divided doses rather than, you know, taking it all in the morning, let's say.
Okay, so I'd want to equal to 3,000.
Yes.
Okay.
That's right, yeah.
All right,
The other thing I would recommend is natokinase. And
how do
I think
you spell that?
Natokinase, that's N-A-T-T-O, kinase, K-I-N-A-S-E. And that is basically an enzyme produced from the natto. Soybean-based Japanese food product, and it's been shown to really help with as an anticoagulant. It helps to keep again the platelets from sticking, and it's sort of a natural alternative to aspirin use and other anticoagulant use. So,
and how much should I take of that?
That, we usually recommend 100 milligrams, again, every 8 hours. You want to keep that circulating in your bloodstream. And I just want to recommend to all our listeners who might be in a similar boat that you really want to work with somebody on this. And there's different circumstances in which you really need to continue the anticoagulant. But as an alternative, this really works well. We've had tremendous success with this at the Tahoma Clinic. So, but you really need to keep tabs on your blood viscosity and you know, there's obviously different causes. Some people will have cardiac arrhythmias that you know, increase your risk of coagulation within the heart itself. You know, things like atrial fib.
Right.
Or So those are things you want to monitor, of course.
Okay,
and of course, you also want to treat the arrhythmia itself at the same time, and then you.
See, I don't have it. That's the thing. think it was just a fluke thing. But two more things. I know you have a lot of people. When I went to the doctor, he said my CHAD score was a 2. And he said the reason why it's a 2 is because of my age for a stroke.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard of that?
I'm not familiar with that, Tim. Do you know what that stands for, yeah. CHAD?
I don't know. But it's because the older you get, the more likely you're going to have a stroke. They put it 0 to 10.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
When you get older. Also, last thing. Should I be taking, I have some E400 for E, and it's a mixed. Should I start taking that again?
Well, yes. In fact, I would go up to 1,000 units.
Okay.
And make sure it's a high gamma vitamin E. We used to think the D-alpha tocopherol was the ideal portion of the vitamin E molecule, but the research is now showing the gamma is doing most of the work. So you want predominantly gamma tocopherol in your vitamin E source.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time. You've really helped me out over the last, probably 7 years, and I really appreciate you.
Thank you. Thanks for tuning in. All right, Tim.